he's raised there in Oxford, it was College Hill. And that was supposed to have been the place, the university was supposed to have been located. And the route of the roads, the route of the railroad east of that and put it at Oxford. That's where the university was supposed to have been founded. He evidently had some formal education. I don't know how much.
Think he had much as high school?
Oh, I'm sure he did. Because he was a man of culture.
Yes.
His oldest boy, Meek Gillespie, went to university and graduated. And he had another boy, Eugene, went there, and Papa went there. They were all his children. They all went to university. When he came to Oxford, when he came to Water Valley, there was no university. It just been established. You see, the church they built at the College Hill is still standing. The picture of it in yonder now. The church he belonged to was built in 1840. And he was a grown man, had children, you see, during the Civil War. And they must have come in there about that same time, about 1840. And his mother was a sister of a man named Walden. And he was traveling under his guardianship from Carolina. They were supposed to be going to Texas. But when they got to that place out there, College Hill, there was such a pleasing landscape and everything, they decided to just stop there.
You reckon your grandmother Barry had about the same education as her husband?
I imagine she had some, yeah. Because she sent her younger brother to Vanderbilt to medical school. And he went on, they gave him the saddlebags and a horse during the war, when he finished up during the war, right after the war. And he went on north to Chandlerville, Illinois, and settled. Got to be a very rich man. Died and owned millions of dollars. Mm. I've been up there to see him once with my father. They all go, you know, a rich relative like that. And the cousins and things, they were all trying to take the children for them to see, you know, and they all wanted to get a piece of the pie.
Get an egg.
I remember his wife was a northern woman named Aunt Addie, and her kitchen had a carpet on it. We'd been used to kitchen with greasy floors, you know, little black skillets.
Right.
Her kitchen had a carpet on it, and the skillets looked to shine just like new money.
Yeah.
Hanging on nails and all faces. You wouldn't know it was a kitchen at all. And cook these pies. What is this? Rhubarb pie. That's why I learned to eat rhubarb pie.
Yeah.
It's kind of a nasty pie, you know. I love them to this day. He had a saddle, he had a buggy horse. He had his own horse. He had thousands and thousands of dollars in. One of his nephews, though, got the inside track on all the rest of them. He was named for him. And he run off from home and went up there, and the old man took him in, and he left him most of his property. He left a big estate, though, but there were so many nieces and nephews to divide it among that, after he got it all divided out, it wasn't a whole lot for anybody except Howard, who got the bulk of it.